Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title really fast.
Jessica Tichy, I'm the Director of Community Engagement for the Musicianship, who currently owns the Whammy Awards.
Gotcha. And we are talking because this week, up until the January 31st, is the last week that you can vote for who the eventual nominees are going to be. So explain sort of what you were just telling me before we got recording here, about how when voting opened and not, you started accepting nominees and how it's sort of all building until the 31st as the final deadline.
Absolutely. So every year, nominations for the Whammy Awards begin in December. And what happens is nominations will run from December of each year into the following January of the new year. The reason why we do that is to allow anyone who released music in December to have a little bit more time to be nominated into the new year. And so, but overall, you submit nominations in December and January. Voting takes place in January every year. And then what happens is that helps us determine who should be the finalists. It's very easy to be nominated for a Whammy Award. Anyone from the public in DC, Maryland, and Virginia can nominate and bring an artist or musician forward to be recognized. However, the real achievement is to be selected as a finalist. That means that the region came back and voted for you and your work to be sent to the industry judges. The industry judges will score the finalists. It's seven in each category. They will score those finalists in February, and then in March, we will release the winners to the public.
Yes, and I believe the actual virtual whammies that you will announce the winners. I think it's March 28th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at whammiesdc.org.
That's correct. We're going to do a virtual live show this year versus a pre-recorded segments that we did last year. So we're hoping it'll be something a little bit new, different, and exciting for the region.
Awesome. So you said there's set there will after the voting takes place and you'll tally all the votes. So you said that there will be seven nominees in each category. Is that right?
Finalists.
Seven
So anyone
finalists.
can
Sorry.
be nominated, but
Right,
in
right.
order to be a finalist, the region must vote for you. And kind of tell our organization who should be sent to the industry judges. We thought that this was a huge refinement to the Whammy's platform because historically you had to be a paying member in order to be able to bring these sorts of names and individuals forward. One thing that we recognize though is that that played into the demise of the Whammy Awards in terms of just financial access, genre music access. And so we removed that. And so now anyone can bring people forward, but it takes votes to get you to the industry judges. And then the industry judges are kind of the last round of judgment as they use a rubric to score the actual music that they're listening to. And then it's a combination of those scores that help us determine the winner. This way, no one can, how can I say, levy any accusations that there hasn't been enough voice, there hasn't been enough, look into what the artists are bringing forward, and you can expect a pretty great selection and choice from that formula.
Yeah, thanks for democratizing it like that.
It's
Like
our
you're saying,
pleasure.
it's sort of the best of both worlds because you get sort of you get the will of the people in terms of who's gets to nominate and the voting and everything. But then you also get the experts. It's not a total popularity contest. It's sort of the best of both worlds, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So there's seven finalists in each genre. How many genres are there? Rattle off a couple of the genres because I know you guys cover the gamut.
Yeah, I'll clear that up for you really quickly. There's top seven finalists in each award category.
Okay.
So we deliver 63 different awards, but we cover 26 different music genres. And
Gotcha.
so this is a lot of people. This is a lot of musicians and artists and creatives. And even though we're still a relatively young arts organization here in the area, one of the things that we recognize is we're still one of the many few that are taking on such a bulk of individuals, right, to be able to represent. And it's really important for us that we do take in as much public opinion as we can, because we know that over the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be able to do even more refinement work on how many awards and then how many genres we represent. So, for example, you can have categories like rap, hip hop, jazz, and go-go. Those genres have three different awards: best album, best song, best artist or group. For more lower participating genres like a cappella, choral, or classical music, they will rest around having simply two awards, Best Artist or Group and Best Song. And so once again, overall, the 2021 Virtual Whammy Awards, it's giving away over 60 different awards in over 25 different music genres. And you can have a look at that entire list at whammiesdc.org.
Awesome. And it really, you know, I remember from past times, it really does cover just about every genre you can think of. And then, as you say, multiple categories within each genre. So it's definitely, there's no stone left unturned here.
It's the most comprehensive list, right?
It really is. Talk about how vital it is for the actual local music scene. Because a lot of these people obviously have not been able to play live shows. I mean, my wife is a musician and her band has not been able to perform for like a year. So talk about how, you know, getting nominated and definitely, especially even becoming a finalist or even the glory of winning, how it can really boost their career at a time when they need it the most, really. You know, I mean, they may be doing live streams maybe, but you know, a lot of them are really hurting and could use a little boost like this.
Absolutely. And to be quite honest with you, Jason, those are the two main goals of our acquisition behind the Whammy Awards. Historically, we were a music education nonprofit that focused on children and free music education programs in schools and, you know, during summer programs. And I know many people may look at our brand and say, well, what in the world would they know? Or why in the world is it important for them to now do this on behalf of adults? And it's two reasons. And one, you just pointed out, right? It's about the opportunity and the ability to really prove to the rest of the world that Washington, D.C. is a music magnet city. Right? It's not just about politics. It's not just about the military. This is an awesome international hub for music. And we need more unity and more camaraderie against all of these amazing artists and all of the genres that they represent. We notice that DC still has, you know, the propensity to kind of get in pockets, right? Or small little groups that kind of click off. And we really wanted the Whammy Awards to be an annual event of recognition, of networking, and of hopeful collaborations. And so even though our industry has been hit, you know, with the global pandemic, we got to sit back and watch the resiliency of folks in the region. Albums were still released. Individuals set up studios in their home or were able to build out COVID-19 safe ways to still get music recorded. And we knew that even though live music took a hit, that our musicians still prevailed. Artists and creatives still found a way to share their art with us and to improve their lives. So it was really important for us that we stood behind them as well. And then the second goal was to almost create and complete a cycle of philanthropy for young people. Our young folks still need us. If you can imagine how many musicians and artists were hurt, then just imagine the trickle down. How many students are not able to see their favorite music teachers, right? Music is a healing force that we use to help our children develop emotionally, mentally, physically, even preparing for college or, you know, the next step into middle and high school. And so we want to use the Whammy Awards as a philanthropic cycle for all of the adults, artists, and musicians in this area to not forget the kids and not forget the youth. Because if we're doing so well on this side, just imagine what this area can look like if we really keep pouring into the young people here over the next 10, 15, and 20 years. I always laugh and tell folks, if you've got music and your favorite artists and musicians on your cell phone and in your iTunes and Spotify, what are you doing to ensure that there's more kids to do that in the next 10, 15, and 20 years? And I think the Whammy Awards is one way we can do that.
Perfectly said. And great points about the resiliency of the artists too. So looking back at the, I have the list of winners here from the most recent one, the 2020 Whammy winners. And obviously there's so many categories, we can't list them all off or play favorites but if there's any, I'd love to, if we could mention a couple success stories of, you know, was there a couple bands that really, really came away, you know, some big winners last time?
Honestly, each winner of the Whammy Awards to me has earned and deserved everything in their own right. And so you're right. I'm not able to choose out a specific genre that I would say stands out better than the other. But on behalf of our nonprofit, what I would like to point out are the artists and musicians that have shown the propensity to not only be recognized by the Whammy Awards, but to actually return back to our nonprofit with that, you know, winning title and actually do work with us on the youth program side, because that's really what we want to create and unite more artists and individuals to do in the region, right? And so if I had to nominate and share some of the artists and bands who are getting the job done on the music side and on the nonprofit philanthropic side, I'd have to nominate and bring forth individuals like the Bumper Jacksons, Black Alley, one of our favorite go-go bands, Eli Lev in folk and country music, Cecily, Carly Harvey. These are individuals who have said, hey, listen, make use of me. I want to come in and educate. I want to come in and perform and do it all. And we're looking for more artists and musicians who are like-minded. And so if I have to recognize anyone, I'd have to recognize the individuals like those. They get it right and they get it done on all sides of the music community.
Perfect answer. Yes. No, you know, that's really, I mean, that's really what's most important anyway, is they're using their, you know, their wins here at the Whammies, their local fame to put it to good use and a good cause.
Absolutely.
So before we run, give me, let's big picture it a little bit. Give me a little of, remind us the history of the musicianship and of the Whammies, because I know, I guess it used to be run by different folks, and then you guys recently took it over recently, right?
That's correct. In 2018, we acquired the Whammy Awards from the Washington Area Music Association, which was founded by Michael Schreibman, and was controlled by a board of phenomenal music industry professionals here in the region. And once that organization was, you know, coming to its final time and end, they knew that, you know, a 31-year-old award show is something that should definitely be preserved and refined and moved into the modern future. And we here at the musicianship, like I said, we were just steadying the road, producing youth programs and things with partners like DCPS, the Department of Employment Services, and DC Parks and Rec. We were most well known for working with children from the ages of 5 to 24. And so somehow the awesome work that we had done over those 10 years since being founded on Howard University's campus, it put us in the right place to be beneficiaries of this awesome organization. And kudos and shout outs to all of the Washington Area Music Association board members, because they have stayed on with us for the last 2 years, just helping us refine and prepare the Whammy Awards for the new millennium. That was their number one goal. And we're so thankful. We were just in the right place at the right time, doing the right work.
Great. And then in closing here, before we run, let's end with a little bit of a, give us a call to action for our listeners, you know, talk directly to them and say, come on out and, you know, and vote by Friday, you know, give them a little bit of a rah-rah, come out and participate kind of a line.
Oh, absolutely. Look, ladies and gentlemen, there's only 1 week and 2 days left to get your votes out and let us know who deserves to be sent to the industry judges. Head to whammiesdc.org today to sign up for your free account and let us know who's doing the best and the brightest music creation.
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate the work you guys do, and I'm excited to see who gets the most votes and what the judges pick as the finalists. I'm really excited to see how it develops. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.